to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I'm your host, Nick. Hey, you want to know something? This is our 25th episode. That means I have been doing this fairly much off and on with some regularity for almost half a year now. And that's not even counting all the various, you know, archive stuff. I'd have to go back, but I think I've been doing this since April, so I figure it's time to do something special. So you know that cover podcast I've been talking about? Yeah, that is today. That is this episode, and it is going to rock your socks off. And I managed to do the whole thing without a single bit of me first in the Gimme Gimmies. Yeah. So let's get it kicking, shall we? We're going to start it off with a Devo cover, as done by Skankin' Pickle from the Green Album. This is Gates of Steel.
Just the way the game.
From his debut release album Minus Band, that was Jeff Rosenstock, aka Bomb the Music Industry, with a cover of Pike Street to Park Slope by Harvey Danger. Yeah, Harvey Danger cover. Yeah. I mean, you know, interesting choice. Very good, though. Very fitting in with all the sort of subject matter of sort of loneliness and whatnot that Rosenstock has covered on all of his albums. Before that, Devo covered I Can't Get No Satisfaction, originally by the Rolling Stones. That is from their album Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. If you get the chance, go right now. Hey, you're listening to this somewhere near a computer, possibly on an iPod Touch, whatever. Go to YouTube. Do a search for Devo Satisfaction Saturday Night Live. You need to see a clip of them on there. Devo on Saturday Night Live. It's from, like, the second or third season. It is mind-blowing. Maybe even fourth. It looks like they're moving in, like, fast motion. It looks like they're... It's like a sped-up, like a Keystone Cops herky-jerky, like, or if you like fast-forwarding through a DVD. It's awesome. It is one of the most killer live performances I've ever seen. And we started everything off with a cover of Devo by Skank and Pickle from their album, The Green Album. I think it's actually just called Skank and Pickle, but it's green. It looks like the White Album, so it's called The Green Album. And they do a bunch of other covers on there. I couldn't decide. It was really close. I couldn't decide between that cover of Gates of Steel, or they do a cover of Pay to Come by Bad Brains, and they also do a cover of Start Today by Gorilla Biscuits. I just did a coin toss. No, a couple. Anyhow, more music. From their Man Eater single, this is a band made up of members of the Clorox Girls, The Briefs, and other power pop punk sort of groups. This is Suspect Parts with a cover of The Modern Lovers' She Cracked.
I can't stand. I can tell that you've been with us.
with a cover of the Forgotten Rebels' Fuck Me Dead. That was The Briefs, and that is the B-side to their Stuck on You single on Zaxxon Records. That is on lovely, lovely clear vinyl. Before that, The White Wires did That's the Way a Woman Is, popularized by the Ohio Express. That is from a four-way covers split put out by Trouble in Mind Records. You cannot order that from them. You have to find it in a store. It is expensive. For a 7-inch, it cost me new, like, the day it came out, $9. So I can't imagine what you're going to be paying on the secondary market for that. It's going to be ridiculous, but it's totally worthwhile. All the covers are fantastic. The Ty Segall is on there, and Coco Coma. And, yeah, go buy it now. And we started everything off with Suspect Parts doing She Cracked, originally by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, and that is the B-side to their Man Eater single on Hovercraft Records. Up next, we have a Fleetwood Mac cover, and this is like pre, like, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks, like, before that, Fleetwood Mac. A song popularized by various punk bands, but here's sort of a rockabilly cover from their album In Without Knocking. This is the Peacocks with Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight.
Well, I get to rocking and everybody's feeling alright. Alright, I stay with Steve and there's sure gonna be a fight. We'll be right back.
from the 5-inch record. That's right, 5-inch, not 7-inch, not 12-inch, not 10-inch, 5-inch record, The Rocket from the Crypt plays The Music Machine. That was Rocket from the Crypt doing Trouble by The Music Machine. Before that, you heard The Shady Limits from England doing Messin' with a Kid. That is a Junior Wells tune. It's the B-side to their Straightforward single, and you might remember that song a little better as done by the Blues Brothers. And I believe that was on Briefcase Full of Blues. And we started everything off with the Peacocks doing Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight, from their In Without Knockin' LP that is on Jump Up Records. I think the CD came out on Asian Man, if I'm not mistaken. And that song was originally by Fleetwood Mac, sort of the pre-Fleetwood Mac we know now, back when they were just sort of like a blues jam band. And there's some history for you. Up next, this is Jay Church doing a Smiths cover. Well, actually, not even a Smiths cover. This is actually a cover of a Morrissey song, Last of the Famous International Playboys.
Every time. just like me. They long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the fairies got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled angel dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes blue. Motto's always been, when it's right, while we can fill the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
You are right.
originally by the Gin Blossoms. That was Hey Jealousy, as performed by the Ergs. That is on their double LP B-sides compilation entitled Hindsight is 2020, My Friend. You can also find that on CD, and it is from Dirt Nap Records. Before that, Jerks on 45 by the Circle Jerks from Golden Shower of Hits. A whole plethora of songs, including that final little number, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, by Stand By Your Man herself, Tammy Wynette. And we started everything off with J Church doing Last of the Famous International Playboys from Nostalgic for Nothing, yet another double LP, although this one is a much prettier marble blue and white. One set left to go. And we're going to start it off with a cover of a song originally by the Bobby Fuller Four and done excellently by The Clash on their self-titled debut. This is I Fought the Law.
Just yesterday, the right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a hoggy's direction as we're in the intersection. With your problematic sound, see he's watching your TV raps. What's the haps on the trap? Shake him up, shake him up, shake him up, shake him. Follow him in a circle of punk, he's watching break him with a 7, 7-11, 7-11, 7 even backed over Little Joe. Picked up the cash flow, and then played phones, and out the old dominoes. Plus nobody I know got shot in school today. It was a good day!
From their Under the Influence split with the Ergs, that was Teenage Bottle Rocket doing a version of Having a Blast, originally by Green Day, as found on their Dookie album. That is a 7-inch single on Suburban Home Records, and if I'm not mistaken, it is out of print, although they are getting ready to do the first 10, if I'm not mistaken, as an LP. No clue as to when that'll be out. Before that, It Was a Good Day by H2O, originally by Ice Cube, from the single of the same name on Side 1 Dummy Records. And we started everything off with The Clash doing a version of the Bobby Fuller 4 classic, I Fought the Law, from their self-titled debut. And that's it. Thank you for sticking with us, lo these 25 episodes. Hopefully we will have many, many more. I hope you enjoyed that celebration there. Especially considering I didn't put any Me First and the Gimme Gimmes in there as a cover show, which of course means that next episode that's going to have to be the first thing I play. As always, tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends with record labels and bands to send me records. You can find this program each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And until next week, enjoy. Talk to you later.